Hey everybody, this is Scott from TradersRogue.com, and this is another edition of the ATR Podcast. Help us find you doing well. I'll try to keep this one somewhat brief today. So my 16-year-old son and I were discussing it about trading yesterday, and there's a couple conversations we have around this, but I want to get to the one that's the most important for your benefit to help you. I reminded my son the most singular important thing he can do in trading, beyond the shadow of a doubt. Is to define his risk, define his stop, define his exit. I use all three of those as one and the same because what I find with most people is they have a different version or different belief of what that might mean or what they should do or not do. The other thing I witness way too often with traders is this desire to, they see a pretty green color bar and they get long, or a red bar and they get short. And that would be okay. If it weren't an emotional thing. So here's a hint. Want to improve your trading? Take the color off the bars. Just make them all the same. I did a video. I think it's still out there. It's about 20 minutes. It's pretty jam-packed, completely free, no charge. And it was just strictly by modifying your bars and the benefits of it in pattern recognition. And people are like, wow, I never thought about this. I'm so used to looking at things just this way or that way. Or there's only one ideal bar. It's funny, I know people that do quite well in the marketplace trading, and they'll tell you it's like whether it's this bar, you know, the construction, they're particular about the bar constructs. But there's a couple of different versions of it out there, two or three, whatever it might be. And they're like, you know what? Just use this one or this one. Doesn't really matter. It's a bar. You know, it's telling you this piece of information. That's what you need to know. So learn to deal with it. A lot of people, I find, get hung up on details that, in the grand scheme of things, they might matter. They do matter, but they're not, let me say it differently. There should not be one particular thing in your system that makes or breaks it. If it's truly robust, imagine your car right now, you've got four tires, you're rolling down the road, and three of the tires are brand new, and one of them has literally the wire and the threads coming out. How far are you going to make that before you have a flat tire? It's not very robust situation, right? It's not longevity, it's not duration. Try this. Build your system so all parts are robust, solid, strong, that you depend on them. They're fact-based. I actually did a live video, three videos in the market live today on the ES. I don't trade the ES. I work with hedge funds that do. I work with traders that trade ES. And I took a five-minute chart of the ES today, and I broke it down in real time, posted it. We were in a downdraft for a little bit, you know, short-term chart, just kind of recycling the trend. And came back in later on. Updated levels again. Levels were there, just like, look, these are the places I'm looking for support or resistance, right, on the way. And one thing leads to another, and come back, and in that second video, I said, look, if we break the red line, we're looking for lower prices. If it goes to the green line, we're looking for higher prices. If it goes to the green line, this is the next level up. Sure enough, breaks the green line and heads up to the next level of resistance. Okay. wasn't complicated. I wasn't guessing at the levels. I have a process I'm running through of how I want to get to these levels, and they tend to resonate. They tend to work because they're based off of what the market tends to function off of. You know, there's a thing I always look at. The market, you take it up, you take it down, you take it down, take it up. So if the market's going up, well, guess what? They're taking it up to take it down. They're taking it down to take it up. Well, I don't believe that. You also may not believe the fact that they consolidate them to expand. They expand them to consolidate them. It just naturally happens. In fact, there's a few things I've taught over the years that tend to really resonate with traders, and it's the expansion contraction concept. That you go through a contraction phase, the next phase is the expansion phase. If the expansion phase comes, the contraction phase. Okay. Most traders tend to avoid the contraction phase. Oh, I can't make any money. Well, look, you don't have to trade the contraction phase. You don't have to trade inside that consolidation phase. Or if you are, have a process for trading a contraction phase. Most traders cannot differentiate between what is an expansion phase and a contraction phase. And I know this because I've had this conversation. I've actually drilled traders on this, like, okay, what phase are we in? Well, if you can't define the phase you're in, what phase you're in, how do you know what to go trade? How do you know what process, what system to deploy? Had this conversation with multiple hedge fund traders. They're like, wow. And they're not stupid, but it's intuitively, it's obvious. But when you start thinking about your plans and your trading, I've seen so many traders who get blown up or get chopped to death. Oh, that's because it consolidated, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, and why didn't you recognize that? There's a concept that was called 50-50, and I dealt with an affiliate relationship, and they hated the title, so we turned it into Decision Point. You go to tradersroad.com and find it there. And one of the things I discovered forever, never, 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 never ago, this has been years, like early in my career, was this concept. I taught it, and some people used it, and then, I don't know, whatever it's been, 6, 7, 8 years later, I take the same concept. I put the visual analysis behind it, like actually on screen, whatever. People are like, oh, I can't believe all this worked. I'm like, you've had this information, for better part of 7, 8 years, but you were too, I hate to say it, but they were, a lot of people were just not willing to do the work. And you put a little visual indicator. It's like, I can't believe how this works. Whether they had the visual indicator or not, guys, here's the bottom line. One of the things it teaches you is that for reversals to happen, there's a certain behavior that happens. In fact, I would suggest you spend a lot of time, if you want a big suggestion, a big hint, spend time on pivots. Be amazed at what you can learn if you just focus on the pivots. But this concept, when you start looking at the way the structure is, it's amazing to see things that need to happen that are a precursor, if you will, to a reversal, right? There's certain behaviors, a certain change in price. I mean, this is so obvious. We talk about all the facts in the market. You can't be going higher and lower at the same time. So if you're making new highs, how can you be going lower? Think of it like a seesaw. If the seesaw is going up, right? If you're on the end that's going up, you're not going down. The other might going down, but you're going up. And it's so funny to watch traders just miss the most obvious stuff and not bake it into their system or their facts. I'm like, it's not this hard. Just, make the statement. Is it true or is it false? Is it sometimes true or sometimes false? Guys, you can't trend higher and not take out another bar is high. The preceding bar is high. You can't trend lower and not take out a preceding bar is low. Well, if that is indisputable and not one of the, not the smartest people on the planet Earth can dispute that, then there's a leg up, right? With Decision Point, I was able to figure out, or show traders, hey, these are things that are going to be a precursor to you watching price reverse or go lower. And it's mechanical. Like, if you can, you can do this and have, you know, black box trade this concept, or a piece of code trade this concept. So don't get stuck in thinking, oh, I can't mechanize this. Yes, you can. You absolutely can. So why not consider doing just that? The better part of that is, it's not the automation, it's not that logic. It was, has really a lot more to do with, sorry guys, I'm driving a moment. It has a lot more to do with a way of seeing things in a consistent pattern, consistent function that you can benefit from financially, repeatedly, just like a washing machine is going to wash clothes consistently and repeatedly. So, while I've digressed into different areas of this that I think are all valuable, and I'll repeat them again at some point, I'm certain, I think something that you should be taking away from this conversation is what I told my son at the beginning of the conversation. What is the most important thing you can do for your trading? It's easy. Define the risk, define the stop, define where you're getting out if you're wrong. Whatever you do, don't ever change it. Don't lower your stop. Don't lower your protection. Keep your shield up, right? In an upcoming podcast, I'll discuss watching the edges, keeping around the edges. But for right now, if you were to look back, I'm curious, you're welcome to reach out to me at scottitreasure.com and let me know. But if you were to sit here and go back and look at all the trades you've taken, if you just had a consistent process to your stop, if you hadn't violated stop, if you had just stuck with your stops, where would your account be today? It's an interesting question. Most of you don't want to do the post-analysis of your trading. I get it. I really do get that. But it is in your best interest to do just that. Figure out where you are in your trading. Post the trade. Right? Do the data analysis. Study your mistakes. Study your successes. Right? Imagine if you could just, the bottom line to your account, if you just had, you know, 5% less losses, what would that mean to your bottom line? So, again, I'm going to stress to you, a lot of energy, a lot of focus on one thing. Set that initial stop. Don't violate it. Don't move it lower. I've watched so many traders do that and blow up doing it. Can't begin to tell you. More on this concept or this conversation sooner than later, I promise. And have a great rest of your trading day, and talk soon.